Good evening. This is the December 18, 2008, Ringwood Borough Council Business Meeting. Please read the statement of compliance.
Adequate notice of this business meeting has been provided in accordance with the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, setting forth the time, date, place, and purpose of this business meeting by Resolution 2008-15, adopted January 5, 2008, through a legal notice published in the Suburban Trends issue of January 13, 2008, and through notices faxed and emailed to the following named newspapers and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall on January 7, 2008. The Suburban Trends, the Bergen Record, and WGHT.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Davison.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Here.
Councilmembers Conley.
Here.
Councilman Marsalo will be late. Councilmember Schaefer.
Here.
Spear.
Here.
Taukes.
Yeah.
Please rise to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Also present this evening, Borough Attorney Richard Klimak and Deputy Borough Manager Scott Heck. We will begin by reading a proclamation for Eagle Scout Christopher Nicholas Sawyer. A couple of Saturdays ago, Deputy Mayor Anderson and I had the pleasure of attending Mr. Sawyer's Eagle Scout ceremony. It was very impressive. And his project was up in the state park, and I'll read a description of the project as I read the proclamation. He was invited this evening, but probably had other plans. Whereas Christopher Nicholas Sawyer has attained the rank of Eagle Scout through his diligent and conscientious efforts, and whereas the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Ringwood wish to acknowledge and commemorate the efforts of Christopher Nicholas Sawyer and express the support of the people of Ringwood for the principles of scouting and the activities of the Boy Scouts exemplified in his Eagle Scout project. And whereas Christopher Nicholas Sawyer built the bridge across a brook on the Red Trail of Ringwood State Park at Shepherd Lake, the project benefited the New York New Jersey Trail Conference and Ringwood State Park, as well as hikers and bikers who had been crossing the stream on slippery rocks. Christopher worked closely with Gene Giordano, who is the supervisor of trails at Ringwood State Park and chairman of the New Jersey Appalachian Trail Management Committee. Christopher raised half the cost of the project through various fundraisers and donations. The New York New Jersey Trail Conference funded the other half of the project cost. A group of scout volunteers walked the materials down approximately a quarter of a mile to the site and worked two Saturdays to complete the project. Due to Christopher's efforts, this trail is safer and more enjoyable for those who hike and bike in the area. And whereas the Borough Council respects the time, dedication, and energy required to achieve the rank of Eagle Scout, now therefore be proclaimed by the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Ringwood County Passaic that the congratulations of this council and the people of Ringwood be expressed to Christopher Nicholas Sawyer upon his achievement to the rank of Eagle Scout. And I guess we delivered this on November 22nd, and again we congratulate Christopher. Borough Manager has some announcements for us.
The annual menorah lighting will take place on Sunday, December 21st at 5 p.m. That's in front of the community sign on Skyline Drive. The 2010 census has begun. The Census Bureau is looking for residents to apply for positions online with them at www.census.gov/2010census. And if you have any questions, you can call them at 646-233-2000, and we will be putting information on the census on our website as well. Food drive at the Ringwood Public Library to benefit the Center for Food Action. They're in desperate need of non-perishable items and paper products. Items are being accepted during normal library hours. If you have any questions, you can contact the Center for Food Action at 962-9001. Boy Scout Troop 76 will pick up your Christmas tree on Saturday, January 10th for a minimum donation of $5. You can call 973-495-6760, or you can send a check and your pickup address to Boy Scout Troop 76, 19 Aspen Road in Ringwood. And as a reminder, the borough does not pick up Christmas trees.
What was the Aspen Road address?
It's 19 Aspen Road.
Thank you.
Okay. We have approval of minutes.
Business meeting of November 13th and executive session of November 13th. Councilman Conley was absent.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley?
Abstain.
Marcella? Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Tauchus?
Yes.
And the business meeting of December 4th, 2008, everyone was here.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Tauchus?
Yes.
Okay, general public portion. Anyone wishing to speak, please come up and state your name and address for the record.
Okay, Earl Axelrod, 60 Valley Road, Ringwood. I got two very brief items here. First one, and I apologize, I've been saving this newspaper article for the longest time, and somebody in my family decided to clean my desk off, and it went the way of all other recyclables. But there are a couple of agencies that are giving out free, you know, the energy-saving light bulbs, those spiral things?
Yes.
They're giving out one light bulb per household for free. Now, I know they're doing it in Morris County. There's a few towns in Bergen County are doing it. And the word that got me more than anything else was the word free. So I think you can sign up for it till the end of the year. So I think it might be a good idea to get everybody in this town a free light bulb. I could use a free light bulb. I'm sure a lot of people could. So I'm just mentioning it to you. I apologize for not having the article, but it sort of disappeared. Now, second thing is, again, when we were talking about the roundabout, there was a lot of talk about traffic lights. And I brought this up before, and I know, I think the last time I mentioned, which was a while ago, was mentioned there had been four intersections that were hazardous, and there were fatalities at those four intersections, which Kelly gave me a list of. Thank you, Kelly. Mm-hmm. And I then asked her when they were, just to get an idea of, you know, what kind of schedule we talking about. All in one year, that would create a problem. Turns out there was only one intersection at Skylands Road and Greenwood Lake Turnpike where there was a fatality about 6 years ago. The other fatalities that the police were talking about were on, I believe, Ringwood Avenue, Greenwood Lake Turnpike,
yes.
Which is nothing we can do about anyway, unfortunately. So I'd like to encourage the council to start thinking again seriously. We need that traffic light Skyline Road at the place by the church.
Erskine Road.
Whatever it is. Erskine Road?
Skyline.
I think we really need a traffic light there. I mean, the traffic backups have not gone away. I don't know what might or might not, you know, there was other solutions mentioned that Peter was not going to be. I think a traffic light is still feasible. I think the people in this town are ready to accept it. They were ready to accept it a year ago. And I think the council might really start thinking about it seriously. Where you're going to get the money from? Hey, I don't get paid to figure that one out. I'll leave that one for you guys. But I think we need something there, and I think it's up to you guys. What you have there is better than where it used to be 20 years ago, but it could be better. And I'd like to see this town get that intersection better. So think about it, guys. I'll be back. Thank you.
Thank you, Earl. I can tell you, Earl, that I don't know when, but maybe 5-6 weeks ago, the county administrator and his new deputy, county administrator Tony DeNova, came up and spent some time with myself and the acting manager.
Did you buy lunch?
Actually, I did. I did. Not right. The town. I did.
Right.
But we did inspect, ran through all the intersections you're talking about, including the, you know, the potential roundabout red light intersection. That was followed up by a trip from Freeholder Terry Duffy a few weeks after that. And again, we visited all the sites, and we created a piece of correspondence at his request identifying all the areas and what we thought potential solutions could be. And now we're waiting to hear back from the Public Works Freeholder Committee. They referred it to the traffic engineer down there. It's the same gentleman that's been up here before, and we're just waiting to hear back from him. And if we don't hear soon, we'll follow up with them.
I'll be here to follow up on it.
Very good. Thank you. Anyone else?
Excuse me. Grace Hazeldine, 64 Valley Road. I read an article on the Record the other day which mentioned that West Milford is putting their council meetings online, and it's a good thing to consider. There was also a very good article in the Suburban Trends about how people need to pay attention to their municipal politics, not just their national politics. You know, there was such a turnout for this national election. I'm sure that's what prompted this. And I couldn't agree more. Mr. Heck, you were on the council in 1994, am I correct?
Yes, I was.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure before I read this. One of the many reasons we need to pay attention to our municipal government. In 1994, when Mr. Davison, Mr. Taukus, and Mr. Heck sat on the council, the EPA moved to delist the Ringwood Superfund site, meaning they declared it clean. This despite the fact that the residents continually complained of health issues and the obvious presence of sludge throughout the area. Congressman Scott Garrett said in a newsletter 2 years ago, "It really doesn't take much more analysis than a visual inspection to recognize the initial cleanup has been incomplete. In fact, a key finding of the Inspector General's report is that a more comprehensive site survey, a review of aerial photographs, and a thorough walkthrough of the site would have led to a more complete effort in 1994. Congressman Garrett admits, that's his word, that then Councilman Davison, Taukus, and Heck, all they had to do was just walk that site and they would have seen the sludge. Why didn't you listen to the people and just visit the area? And then you would have been alerted and not let us be delisted."
That is not true.
Is that a quote from Congressman Garrett?
Yes.
That's a quote from Congressman Garrett.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'll be glad to give the original.
Original what?
Newsletter. Excuse me. Can I finish, please?
No, you cannot appear and not tell the truth. That is unacceptable. That will not happen.
Are you calling Scott Garrett a liar or me?
Scott Garrett did it 12 years later. I don't care what Mr. Garrett
I know said. You don't think what anybody says, sir, but just let me finish. If they had just walked the site or listened to the people, they could have fought, you know, as good government leaders, you could have fought the EPA decision to delist the site, and we would have been 14 years ahead with the cleanup. The job would have been done by now. All the bad publicity, all the jokes about national jokes about our town would have been history. Instead, we have a more difficult cleanup. We have residents suffering and ill. And our water supply could be in danger from all that sludge. They chose to, you know, these gentlemen chose, you know, you chose to sweep it under the rug. Ringwood is actually the first town in the United States to be relisted on the Superfund site. Okay, I don't know, you know, what the excuse is. If other people from out of our town are saying that's all that had to be done, okay. This is all about for the residents to pay attention what is going on with the people who are in charge of our town. The EPA has declared Ringwood a responsible party. This is, you know, besides the bad health and the of the residents and the danger to our water supply, this is costing us a fortune. And I'm sorry, I'm sure you people are going to tell us just how much money you're saving, okay? But you have to look at the reality of what this has cost our town. And this town belongs to all of us. Not just the people currently running it. And, you know, it's really, really pretty much a disgrace, unfortunately. And I feel like this town is being run like a small family business, frankly, between the Wallace application and a lot of other things. I mean, you can scoff all you want, sir, but the truth is, you know, the truth is the truth.
You would know the truth if it bit you in the butt. I'll tell you that right away.
You're not worthy of an answer, sir.
Thank you very much. I really don't care. Unless you got some documentation from 1994, you got no idea what you're talking about.
I do?
Absolutely none, and let me see it. You keep saying you're coming with documentation, and you never have done it.
All right, I'm quoting his newsletter, if you can, you know.
Whose newsletter?
Scott Garrett, as I said,
well,
from 2 years
ago. Well, what happened in 1994? You accused us of doing nothing in 1994.
Scott Garrett did, sir. Scott Garrett.
Let me tell you what we did.
Please.
The borough attorney, myself, and Engineer Hack went to EPA Region 2 in New York City, spent several hours over there with the EPA administrative staff.
When was that, sir?
In 1994.
Spent several hours with the EPA staff. But, you know, if there's visible sludge up there, to allow the town to be delisted from a Superfund site, sir, is irresponsible.
We don't allow the town to do anything.
EPA.
EPA.
US.
That's right. Well, you could have fought it.
We did fight it. You know how we fought it? Ted. Let me just tell you what we did.
Please control yourself, sir.
I am controlling myself.
I know.
But it's just impossible to deal with lies. Constantly. And that's what you do when you get up here. You lie.
I think the residents know better. I think they know that we're living...
All right, whatever.
Let's not get personal. Fine.
Okay, I'd just like to make a brief statement.
Why don't you pull that microphone closer?
This is memory going back many years. I haven't looked at these files in 14, 15 years. But as far as delisting goes, we never consented to delisting. In fact, we were sued by EPA and Ford over that. They sued us for a lot of money. We brought our insurance companies into the case. There was a lot of litigation. We even brought in outside counsel over that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, we did resolve the issue of payment, but we never agreed to delisting. But I'll tell you another thing. We did go to EPA. I went to EPA on occasions. We wrote to EPA. We spoke to them. We met them here regarding the continued presence of sludge. We took over samples of sludge to EPA. We worked with the residents' attorneys. They had attorneys from Washington, D.C. at the time. We worked with them. To try to see if we could resolve this issue. We're as frustrated as anybody else. Our residents would bring in samples of sludge, and EPA would just slough it off as though it was an imaginary thing. They would say it's not harmful, it's not dangerous.
Really?
But we made our efforts, whether you...
Your efforts were unsuccessful.
Well, we made our efforts, and we kept the case alive. And in approximately 2002, and you can't hold me to the year, when EPA wanted to stop the monitoring, we did protest, and that continued. At least we were successful there in keeping the monitoring going. But again, I'm doing this from memory, but there was a long litigation between us and Ford and EPA over completing that site up there. It wasn't that the borough just said, well, everything's just fine. You folks can just go away, because it was apparent to us that it wasn't fine.
Well, 14 years later, nothing's happened.
I
thought you were done.
All right, okay. So we are constantly making efforts. This was on our agenda at all times. The various mayors that sat here, Kathleen Senecola, the borough administrator, was very active in that year after year on that issue. Sometimes it takes more, instead of legal strength, it takes political strength sometimes to move EPA. And maybe after we were out of office, there was a stronger political group that was able to do it. But we were working with the attorneys for folks up there. We just we were not successful with EPA. But there was a battle. There's both a legal battle and a political battle.
I think the key word is unsuccessful. Thank you.
Robin Kennedy, 310 Lakeview Road. You know, Mayor, I've come to a lot of meetings since you guys were in office, and I have to say, you are elected public officials, which means you are public servants. And when people come and stand at this mic, and they are members of the public, which means we are taxpayers, you are in the job of serving the public. You don't always have to agree with the people who come, but I really think you have to do a better job of controlling some of the people on your council, because when a member of the public stands at this mic, we have every right to express an opinion, we have every right to dissent, and to offer an opposing point of view without being bullied or intimidated or name-called. okay?
How do you think it is from this side? We feel the same thing. I understand what you're saying, but we feel the same thing.
You were elected to office and chose to serve the public, and people may disagree with you. I am not an elected official.
Excuse me.
I haven't raised my voice yet.
Oh, no, you haven't. But respect works both ways.
Correct. Okay. And I'm in a respectful tone.
And respect
you
works
may
both
disagree
ways.
With what I say. You have every right to disagree with what I say. But I have every right to have an opinion about how my money is spent. I don't like the fact that you hired Mr. Heck. I have every right to say that. I'm not name-calling. I haven't called anyone a liar. And if you don't want to be in a position where you are, in some sense, a servant to the public, you should not be a public servant. Because when the last council was in office, there was plenty of dissension between council members, and that's likely to happen. Okay? You guys disagreed with each other, and you were in the business of getting things done. But these council chambers were packed, and person after person would come up to the mic, and no one was called a liar, and no one was affronted in this way. And it goes against the intention of the Open Public Meetings Act. And so, as a taxpayer, I will have my say. And I should not be assaulted because of my political political affiliation, because I have a right to that as an American. Okay? There's an article by one of your colleagues in the paper talking about real Americans. I am a real American. And Democrat or Republican, I have a right to come before this council, as has anyone else that lives in this town, and I have a right to speak. And I will not be bullied from a man sitting 2 feet away from me who makes me fearful that his temper is going to take control of him. And that's your job to control him. I pay taxes. I'm going to speak about what I want to speak about. I haven't raised my voice once, which is why I usually, not today, but usually I write it ahead of time. So I know what I'm going to say, and I'm careful about my tone, and I'm careful about what I'm going to say. I may say I don't like what you're doing. I have that right.
Sure.
Okay? And when Mayor Toll and Councilman McGowan and O'Hearn were in this room, many, many people came here, person after person, including Mr. Heck when he was not a council person anymore, and argued with them and yelled at them about things they didn't like. That was also their right. And then other people could get up and say, well, I disagree with you. That's the way government and a two-party system works. And I will continue to come and speak because I think there should be another voice heard. And I'm sorry, it's very few people. I think more people should be involved in government and the process, and more people, they don't have the right to complain that much if they haven't explained what their position is. So I'm going to speak on other things, but I want to make it very clear. It's your job to control the rudeness of the people who sit and the way they treat people who come up as taxpayers. I live here. I have a right to speak in an open public portion. And if you can't make your open public portion fair and not scary to people, so that nobody wants to show up anymore, I will file a complaint with whatever agency it is, probably the prosecutor's office, that monitors the way councils deal with the Open Public Meetings Act.
Well, then, Robin, on the other hand, can we then escort someone out of the building that is rude and vicious and nasty?
That's your call.
Okay.
That's your call.
Ms. Kennedy, I absolutely agree with what you had to say. The point is, you have not come up here and accused me or Mr. Heck or Mayor Davison of doing something in 1994 without being able to prove it.
The last
you
meeting
are just
I was at.
You're making nonsense.
I'm making
no,
nonsense?
No, you're not.
Oh.
I agree with
but
you.
But the last meeting I was at,
I don't know
you
what
were
that means.
Horrifying to me.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
But I didn't sign up to take crap from anybody. I can tell you that right now.
Then you shouldn't serve the public, because if you're serving
the public.
But if
and
you've
I'm serving
been in government at all,
for 4 terms.
You know that people are sometimes going to be pissed off at you.
You can
it goes
be.
With the territory.
You can be, and you can disagree
and this
with
is
me.
What I'm talking about.
Please.
This is what I'm talking about.
Don't accuse me of doing something.
All right,
something
Ted, please. Let's continue on with the statement.
I have questions.
Okay.
I have questions.
Right ahead.
Resolution 2008-409. what is that Lakeland, that Lakeview Avenue retaining wall going to end up costing the taxpayers, since I continue to be fairly certain that most of that work is on private property?
We don't have a price back from, we haven't had received bids at this point.
Okay.
But
for the engineering?
That's engineering costs.
And you're still talking with our insurance companies on that matter.
Okay.
It's ongoing.
Because, again, you know, not very far down the street, a wall fell. They came before the zoning board. They're paying to fix it. Same situation. If properties had not been developed where they sat in such a steep slope to begin with, walls wouldn't have had to be built to maintain a wall. Okay, but anyway, so why should one person on Lakeview pay and the other person on Lakeview get it paid for by taxpayers? So there's no price on that. Okay. Mr. Hecker, I didn't expect you to be here, but as long as you're here, the report that you did at the meeting that had no video, there were a couple of things that caught me kind of off, but there was no public portion after that. I understand comparing the price that something would cost you hiring a consultant, an outside contractor versus doing it in-house. Mm. If I had to do something, I would look at it. But I don't have a DPW in my house. The borough has a Department of Public Works.
Correct.
Isn't that their job or part of their job to do public works? Now, it's not that I don't appreciate road work. I do. But I also think that's part of their job. So how can you make up a whole list of what things would have cost us if we paid somebody else? Why would we pay somebody else to fix a drainage issue on a road?
I can actually answer that. I don't know what the past administration did for the last 4 years, but the drainage projects that have been sitting here have been waiting to be funded for many years, you know, certainly the last four, to do those projects. These are projects that have been accumulating over the past bunch of years. They had estimates on some of them, and they were on a list that had to be completed. Of course, none of them were completed. None of them were started. And, you know, we had to train the DPW to do some of these. Some of these drainage projects are a little more complicated. They're not simple. So what we did was we trained them so that they could do it in-house so that we didn't have to hire outside contractors. As you will look over the last bunch of years, the DPW didn't have the wherewithal to do that. Maybe they didn't have the guidance. I can't tell you why they didn't do it in the past, but I can tell you that I saw the need to get this stuff done because of icing problems and so forth, and that's why we decided to do this. And the only fair way to compare it, to show progress and to show the council and the community what we're doing, is to compare it to what we would have cost, because evidently that was the plan previously.
Okay. That's the second part of my comment, because a lot of what you said was, oh, this hasn't been done forever and this hasn't been done for a long time. You guys talk like it's been run, the town's been run by other people forever. But it wasn't. It was basically run by other people for 2 years. And you were on the council for 12 years, and Councilman Marsala was the deputy mayor the last 2 years, and Councilwoman Schaefer and Anderson were on the council. So it's not like other people that you had nothing to do with were running the town. And before that, the DPW, were they doing any of those projects the other 10 years that you were on the council? Okay. You can't have it both ways. Either other people messed stuff up, or if you look at like their little sliver of, for 2 years there were four Democrats that voted mostly the same. For the last 2 years of the last 4 years, Mr. Marsala was the deputy mayor. I never once heard him talk about, oh, we haven't done any of this, or push for any initiatives. Most of the time he abstained on stuff. So if it's not like there was nobody sitting here. If you guys had a problem with it, why wasn't anyone saying anything?
I think the point that you're missing is when I came to work here, since I have such vast drainage experience, I brought some of those skills here, recognized this list that had been sitting around for quite some time, can't tell you how long, do know that there was this stuff on the list, took the initiative to change some of our policies, train our men to do this stuff. I don't know what the last intention of the previous managers was. I did not work here. I came here to council meetings as these people do. So I wasn't here on a day-to-day basis. I didn't see the actual inner workings of the community the way I do now because I'm here every day. And as you're getting resident complaints, you look into the resident complaints and say, well, why are we having this problem? And then we look at the file and determine that this thing has been lingering. I have letters from people, countless letters that say, you know, I talked to this person, and it's just not getting me anywhere.
Okay. But again, how can you blame the last council for not getting things done and say, when you were a councilman, you didn't know how it worked?
Sure that I'm blaming the last councilman. I'm merely pointing out the facts that these things have been ongoing for quite some years from past administrations, plural.
Including the ones you were part of?
I'm sure including all of them, going back however long these projects are. Okay. I don't know how long the projects have been on the books. I do know that there was a tremendous need to get them done. We've done that, and we should congratulate the DPW for taking the initiative to do it.
I think it's great that they do that. But again, you know what? I'm a teacher. Nobody says to me every day, great job. They expect me to teach their kids. That's my job.
Right.
People expect the road department to do the roads. That's
but
part of their
take
job.
But when you as
do
a teacher...
Do I not appreciate that they do it? I do. When I drive on a road that's in great shape, I'm real happy. When I drive on a road that stinks, I'm not happy.
When you take on things that you have not been doing before in your teacher's profession, those parents appreciate the fact that you're taking on new tasks, doing more with less.
But why weren't they?
I can't answer that.
They have a superintendent. You're going to do his job... Why are we paying his salary?
I can't tell you what they did in the past. I can only tell you the issues that I see before us and deal with them the best that we can.
Do we not pay someone almost somewhere around $100,000 if the stuff isn't getting done with that person? Why do we have that person?
I believe that we have a need to look at some of these projects and expand these roles to solve these drainage problems that are out there.
Okay. Kelly, why do we not have minutes on any more past this year? On the website.
I don't know what you mean.
There's nothing on the website outside of this year. Why do we not keep an archival record of minutes past this year?
Because we just have the current years on.
Right. But my question is why?
Why?
Well, we lost them during the website transition.
Used to have
the old ones.
I had the old ones
out there on the old website.
And then everything went away. And my question is why? Because, again, minutes are an archival thing. People want to look back and see, compare
things. Certainly throw them back on.
Yeah, okay. Easy. Again, librarian, I believe in history. So archivally, they should be on the website. That's the beauty of the Internet. Okay, thank you.
I didn't realize they weren't even there.
Yeah.
Grace Hazeldine, 64 Valley Road. I have one more comment. I find it particularly ironic, Mr. Heck, for you to say you're solving drainage problems when you're the one who changed the steep slope laws and did all kinds of building where residents complained buildings should not be done, and that is why we have drainage problems. So for you to take credit for it is ironic. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak before the council?
Yeah. How would you put that microphone?
Earl Axelrod again. I'm still at 60 Valley Road in Ringwood. First of all, let me just start saying for starters, Ted, I've never been scared of you. Now, about 1994 and the whole business with the pollution. I mean, I have some vague memories of that. Mr. Klimak's memories are probably a lot better than mine. But it really upsets me to see people coming in and arguing over what happened in 1994. That is only one group in this town that has all the records and the proof, and that's you guys. And I'd like to suggest you might dig that stuff up. So if Grace here is mistaken, fine. She'll apologize. I assume she'll apologize. I don't know what. I can't speak for her. But maybe even Scott Garrett would apologize. But I think we'd all like to just to see what really happened back then. I have some memories. They're fuzzy. Mr. Klimax are probably a little sharper. He's an attorney, and I'm just a computer programmer, retired. But I would like to suggest that you bring them forward voluntarily. If not, I imagine Grace might want to go to the Public Meetings Act or Oprah, whatever it is, and mandate you to bring them out. And let's not get into that. Let's just try to be more accommodating about this. And if you guys have a good point and you're right, hey, nobody's going to bring it up again. And we won't have to have these arguments with Ted. How are you doing, Ted?
All right.
Calling people names and people having to defend themselves. I'm just suggesting this. If you don't do it, I'm sure Grace and some of her friends will force you to do it. And we don't want that kind of publicity for Ringwood.
We have to do it at the library on the upper Ringwood area.
I know it's going to take a while.
Mr. Mayor,
yeah, go ahead, respond.
The archives are at the library. In fact, I recall, again, was it in 2000, 2002, Mr. Davison and I, when we were going back over to EPA, we went down to the library to refresh our recollection as to what happened the last 8 or 10 years. So I think they're all stacked in volumes.
I don't care.
Well, I mean, if there's an archival record, they're available to the public.
Mr. Klimek, as recently as October, the EPA went into the library and verified that everything that should be there is there.
Yeah, right.
Good.
Well, great. I'm sure there'll be people in the library probably tomorrow morning checking that out. It's not going to be me. I'm not getting into that. But if it's there, fine. If there are missing records, I'm sure we'll be back, or Grace and Robin and whatever will be back asking to supply whatever might be missing in terms of a complete picture. I think we'd all like to remember what happened. I also wouldn't want to have to get up here and be called a liar, but I'm not saying anything about it. I have some memories of it, but I'm not going to get into that. But my memories are as fuzzy as almost anybody else's. So that's all I'm suggesting.
Okay.
That if the records aren't there, you do it voluntarily. Don't force somebody to go to court and get a court order and all this other stuff. That's ridiculous. You guys have the stuff, whatever is missing from the library. There may be, maybe most of it, there might not be all of you said you made trips. I don't know if all of that went into the archives. If the records exist in Borough Hall or someplace where you keep your records, let's get all this stuff out in the open. We'll look at it. And if you guys are right, we'll all apologize. And if you guys are wrong, Ted can apologize.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, old business.
Is there a motion?
I'm sorry.
No one else. I make a motion to close.
You got a second?
Yeah.
Roll call.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley?
Yes.
Marsala? Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Taukes?
Yeah.
Okay, old business.
Okay. First matter, Mr. Mayor, is this is an ordinance 2008-28. This is an ordinance authorizing purchase of land for public uses. It's a purchase for $1.3 million. It's funded as follows. $320,000 is a grant from Passaic County Open Space. from the Open Space Preservation Fund, that's a 204 grant. There's a 2007 grant for $736,250 from the same source, and $243,000 from Green Acres. This is an ordinance which will finalize the deal. We expect to close on this in mid-January. In fact, I understand, Kelly, all the money's been wired to our accounts.
Yes.
So we'll be ready to close and purchase this property. It'll become part of the public property and open space of the borough. So if I have a motion to read this ordinance by title,
move
please.
It.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Taukes?
Yes.
Okay, an ordinance to authorize the borough of Ringwood to acquire property owned by Robert W. Wogish and Susan B. Wogish, his wife, known and designated on the tax map of the borough of Ringwood as lot 201Q0016 and lot 208, lot 8.02Q0016 in block 400. Mr. Mayor, the matter can be open to the public for comment.
Public portion, public hearing on the ordinance.
Seeing no one, I move it closed, public.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Taukes?
Yes.
And I'll recite a resolution resolved that ordinance 2008-28, previously read by title, be and is hereby adopted, and the borough clerk is hereby directed to publish notice of adoption in the official newspaper of the municipality. Is there a motion to second any discussion?
I'll make that motion. Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mayor Davison?
Abstain.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Taukes?
Yeah.
The next ordinance is 2008-29. The purpose of this ordinance is to supplement what we call the checklist requirements of the land use boards. Because of the Highlands Protection Act, what the boards have done is draft an ordinance which requires applicants for minor subdivisions, major subdivisions, and major site plans to obtain in advance Highland Preservation Area approvals or consistency determinations. In other words, because we're under the Highland, we're in the Highlands Preservation Area, before these large applications are brought to the either one of the land use boards, this ordinance provides that they've already cleared it through the Highlands. They met their standards. Okay, if I can have a motion to read by title, please.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Davison.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley.
Yes.
Schaefer.
Yes.
Beer.
Yes.
Taukus.
Yes.
Okay, an ordinance to amend and supplement Chapter 35, the revised ordinance of the Borough of Ringwood, to amend and supplement checklist requirements as recommended by the Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council. The matter can be open for public comment, Mr. Mayor.
Anyone wish to come forward and speak on this ordinance?
Seeing no one, I move to close public.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Davison.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley.
Yes.
Schaefer.
Yes.
Speer.
Yes.
Taukus.
Yep.
Again, just to state again for the record, this is to be sure that if an application comes in, it already comports with Highland regulations, all right? And they'll have to have documentations from Highlands that this is the case. Okay, I'll recite a resolution. Resolve that the ordinance 2008-29 is previously read by title, being is hereby adopted, and the municipal clerk is directed to publish notice of passage of the ordinance in the official newspaper of the municipality.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mayor Davison.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley.
Yes.
Schaefer.
Yes.
Speer.
Yes.
Taukus.
Yes.
That's it, Mr.
Mayor. Okay. Thank you. Resolutions.
Resolution 2008-388 is the approval of the bill list. We have selected payments in the amount of $380,003.64. We have handwritten checks in the amount of $1,958,668.03 for a total of $2,346,624.67 to the listed accounts.
You have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Davison.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley.
Yes.
Schaefer.
Yes.
Speer.
Yes.
Taukus.
Yes.
2008.
Can I go back on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I see a payment for Wolkish on that. I will abstain on the on that particular line, 080-02597-03.
Where is that one?
It's in the bill list. They handed the check.
Okay.
Be consistent.
Yeah.
2008-389 was not necessary, so that one is not here. 2008-390 is actually on green. I had it at your place. It's from Gail. These are the approval of the budget appropriation transfers. Total amount, $73,600.
We have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second, Linda. Discussion? Okay. Roll call.
Mayor Davison.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley.
Yes.
Schaefer.
Yes.
Speer.
Yes.
Taukus.
Yes.
2008-391 is the appointment of the municipal auditor for 2009.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mayor Davison.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley.
Yes.
Schaefer.
Yes.
Speer.
Yes.
Taukus.
Yes.
2008-392 is the award of the Underhill Overlook Water Main and Storm Drain Improvements, contract number 2007-5.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion?
Kelly, when is that going to start? Is that going to start
spring?
Spring.
Yep.
And then is the road going to be fixed right after that?
Yes. When the improvements are done, then they will pave the road.
Okay.
Roads, actually.
For informational purposes, this project is outside the scope of DPW, and that's why it's being awarded.
And yeah, they're doing significant drainage along with this water main project.
Hydrants as well, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
With hydrants.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mayor Davison.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley.
Yes.
Schaefer.
Yes.
Speer.
Yes.
Taukus.
Yes.
2008-393 is the award of the 2009 track excavator, contract number 2008-103.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mayor Davison.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley.
Yes.
Schaefer.
Yes.
Speer.
Yes.
Taukus.
Yes.
2008-394 is approval of developer's agreement for 10 Greenwood Lake Turnpike, Block 739, Lot 49.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Shear?
Yes.
Saunders?
Yes.
2008-395, approval of professional services for the water system upgrade project, contract number 2008-5. This is the chlorination station.
Move it.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Saunders?
Yes.
Okay, 2008-409, approval of professional services, Lakeview Ave retaining wall repair replacement, contract number 2008-4.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Saunders?
Yes.
Okay, at your place in yellow, we have Resolution 2008-410. Be resolved that the Municipal Council of the Borough of Ringwood hereby authorize payment of $10,971.40 from bond number 2006-30 for the upgrade to the cable system and relocation of the studio within Borough Hall to Video Plus, 17 Martha Place, Oakland, New Jersey.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mayor Davis?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Yes. In 2008-411, I'll read it, be it resolved that the Municipal Council of the Borough of Ringwood hereby authorizes payment of $7,376 from bond ordinance number 2008 number 16 for studio equipment for cable TV to Video Plus, 17 Martha Place, Oakland, New Jersey.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Saunders?
Yes.
Okay. We have the consent agenda. 2008-396. Whereas the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Ringwood has reviewed the consent agenda consisting of various proposed resolutions, and whereas the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Ringwood is not desirous of removing any resolutions for individual action from that agenda, now therefore be it resolved that the following resolutions on the consent agenda are hereby approved. 2008-396, approval of consent agenda. 2008-397, approval of payroll and payroll transfers. 2008-398, authorized redemption tax sale certificate number 08-00008, block 603, lot 8. 2008-399, authorized redemption tax sale certificate number 08-00001, block 100, lot 16.19. 2008-400, authorized redemption tax sale certificate number 05-004, block 508, lot 2.18. 2008-401, approval of cancellation of property taxes, block 201, lot 1.04. 2008-402, approval to reserve the 2007 housing monies. 2008-403, authorize the Chief Financial Officer to clear all interfunds. 2008-404, authorize refund of all petty cash accounts for 2007 and 2008. 2008-405, establish reorganization meeting for 2009. 2008-406, establish business meeting for January of 2009. And 2008-407, authorizing the acceptance of a proposal from DataTrace for the Borough of Ringwood to provide weekly data transmission of borough tax records.
I move it.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Saunders?
Yes.
Okay. You have a little report for us?
Yeah, just a little. The item that's listed is the Passaic County 2009 Road Resurfacing Program. I mentioned at the last meeting that we would have a suggestion or a recommendation, I should say, from our engineer, and he is recommending Priority 1B Sloatsburg Road from the New York State border right to Margaret King Avenue. It's about 3.5 miles long. We will ask for the we're going to ask for it all to be done, but as we know, it'll probably be done in phases.
How long is that?
Three and a half miles.
That's 3 years.
I know. But that's the priority.
Okay.
So that's that. So we're going to send that letter in. That's due on the 29th.
Right.
Council reorganization meeting will be held Tuesday, January 6th at 8 p.m. at Borough Hall. Council business meeting will be held January 22nd at 8 p.m. at Borough Hall. I would like to report that we had an outstanding, an old COA grant that was outstanding that we, Helen just informed me that we'll be receiving the $7,500 from that. We've submitted all the documentation and we'll be able to close that grant out as well. That's all I have.
Attorney's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The first item is entitled Quarry License. Actually, it's to advise the council that Kelly and I met the other evening with four gentlemen, residents who live in the area of the quarry. They expressed concerns they had. They made suggestions about potential modifications to the quarry ordinance. We took them under advisement. I sent all their questions to our reviewing engineer, who will study them and get back to us. And then when we get those responses, we'll sit down with those folks again and continue the dialogue. The other issue phase is what is called Phase 7 Coventry Way bond release. Actually, should be bond return. This is something I'd like to discuss in executive session. Selective Risk Insurance Company last year paid approximately $39,000 to the borough regarding Coventry Way. We received a letter from them. They're demanding return, alleging that the monies were not used to repair or improve Coventry Way. So I'll discuss that in executive session with you. The only other matter, in addition to that, in executive session, I'd like to discuss the lawsuit of Kern versus Ringwood. I'd like to also discuss Upper Ringwood litigation matters to advise you and advise you of a case, GBG versus Ringwood versus Passaic County Board of Construction Appeals.
Do you want to talk about this?
Oh, yes. We have, I was contacted by a banker. What we have is, let me go back. What we have a program where folks over the years got rehabilitation loans, and the borough got a mortgage in the amount of those loans. Which mortgage expires after a passage of years if the people do not sell the property? In other words, they don't have to make payments, they don't have to repay it, but if they sell the property within a period of years, they have to pay it. But after that period of years, the mortgage expires. Well, we have some folks in Upper Lakeview Avenue who are in the process of obtaining a reverse mortgage. As you know, a reverse, I presume most of you know what a reverse mortgage is. It's a relatively new concept where especially senior citizens can get a mortgage, take money out. They don't have to repay it, but when the house is eventually disposed of, then the bank gets its money. These folks, I was in touch with their banker, these folks would like a reverse mortgage, but to get it, our lien has to be moved to second place. Okay? Our lien, I don't have the exact information. I was going to discuss it with Kelly. Our lien probably is 7 to 10 years old, so it's near its lifespan. These folks are probably going to stay here long after the lien expires. So what their bank is asking, would the borough consider subordinating their lien to this reverse mortgage lien so these folks can get some money to get on with their life? Now, my experience in other municipalities, and I think here years ago, is that the borough did subordinate under those circumstances. So subordination means you move from number one position to number two position. Normally, if you have a regular mortgage, if the people get a regular mortgage, you run a danger that if they don't pay their first mortgage and there's a foreclosure, your subordinated lien is going to be wiped out. This is a reverse mortgage, though. These mortgages aren't repaid until the property, they're paid when the property is sold or when if there's a demise of the owner. So you don't run that threat. As I said, in most municipalities, they honor this, especially for a reverse mortgage. So these folks are asking if the borough would, these folks up there are asking if the borough would consent to such a subordination. I do recommend it under the circumstances. We can discuss it further if you'd like, but they would like, the banker just called me yesterday, said they need immediate action because they hope to close it by the end of the year.
How much money are we talking?
I'll tell you what, the way the mortgage will read ultimately, because of federal government purposes, $450,000. The people will not take that amount out, but if they live a long and fruitful life and they take the principal of their mortgage with interest over many, many years, it could max out at $450,000. Okay? But remember, our lien will expire. I didn't get the direction. I probably after 10 years, and I think there's 7 years into this lien anyway. So it will expire anyway.
You need a resolution?
Yeah, any questions? I mean, any further comments?
What was the lien? Or?
They took out a rehabilitation loan. The borough, as part of the co-obligations, had rehab loans for folks for could be septic systems, things like that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And if you sold your house in a period of time, the borough would get paid back, and that would go into a sinking fund, which could be used for somebody else's house. Right. But as I said, after passing so many years, the lien it automatically extinguishes.
Just don't know who it is.
Yeah,
how do you vote on it?
Well, here, I will give you the details. It's if you're interested, okay. The name of the property owner, I'll have to state it public here, Mr. and Mrs. White, 79 Lakeview Avenue.
Lakeview or Upper Lakeview?
I'm sorry, Upper Lakeview. Mm-hmm. Any questions? Usually I would bring this up at a workshop, but I just got contacted, and it seems that immediate action is necessary to close on this mortgage.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
And I'll second it.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Well, let me say, Rob. Resolve, whereas the Borough of Ringwood has a rehabilitation mortgage at 79 Upper Lakeview Avenue, whereas the said owners are in the process of obtaining a reverse mortgage, and whereas the lender requires as a condition of the grant of the said reverse mortgage that the Borough subordinate its lien, and whereas the Borough's lien will expire after a period of years whether or not payment is made. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the council consents the subordination of this lien to the reverse mortgage sought by the property owners, and be it further resolved that the appropriate municipal officials be authorized to execute such documents as necessary to effectuate the subordination. Okay. Motion.
Second.
Okay.
Roll call.
Yep. Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilors Conley?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Speer?
Yes.
Taukes?
Yes.
As I said, I mentioned the person's name, I do respect their privacy, but we had to put that on the record.
Okay. Right. Okay. Looking at the agenda, we're back to the.
Do you want me to recite a resolution for executive session going later? Okay. Resolve that the council enter into executive session to discuss the following matters. Number one, claim of selective insurance regarding return demand for return of performance bond regarding Section 7 Coventry Way, which is a potential litigation and a matter requiring confidential legal advice. Number two, Kern versus Ringwood, which is litigation. Number three, GBS versus Ringwood, which is litigation. And obviously the upper Ringwood litigation. Be it further resolved that
you have Ringwood versus Construction Board of Appeals or something?
Well, it's GBS versus
GBS,
Ringwood versus
okay.
Construction
okay.
Board
okay.
of Appeals. Right.
GBS? GBG.
GBG.
GBG. Okay.
GBS? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
CBS? CBS? okay. All right. Resolve that the minutes of the meeting be maintained and be available for public inspection upon conclusion of the matters. The public is advised that when the council returns from the executive session, it may take formal action on any matter discussed therein, or that it may take formal action on any other matter.
Motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilmembers Conley?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Speer?
Yes.
Taukes?
Yes.
We're on to the second public portion. The meeting. Anyone wish to speak, please come forward. State your name and address.
My name is Grace Hazeldine, 64 Valley Road. I was wondering why you recused yourself from the Wogish application. Is that a relative or a neighbor?
My son is married into the Wogish family. I don't know if I have to give you any further particulars. Is that
okay? No, that's okay, but on here, I see that could you tell me what the job for Wogish Landscape Contractor, is that your relatives? Is that your family?
It's the same family, but the other son.
Right. There's almost a $17,000 check written today for them. Can you tell me what that was for?
Martini Field. They were a low bidder on Martini Field?
Yeah.
They were the low bidder on Martini Field.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Earl. Just shout a little bit.
I have one simple procedural question. When we're going through the resolutions, there were two or three that were not on here, and I don't remember seeing an addendum. So if somebody wanted to comment on them.
They were in the packet that was hanging there.
That's the only thing I had out there when I came in anyway.
No, that packet has been there since Wednesday.
Well,
with those resolutions. It's posted. And I did read them.
Okay.
I didn't see them. It was kind of hard though.
I didn't amend the ordinance, but the fact that I read them out loud at the meeting and had them hanging.
I'm just curious.
Okay. Thank you.
I do the same thing at other places, too, so.
Okay. Move to close. We have to close.
Seeing no one, I make a motion to close public.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Councilor Riz Conley?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Taukus?
Yes.
Members of the council? You want to start, John?
No report, Mr. Mayor.
Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas.
Ted?
I just want to wish everybody Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, enjoy.
The same. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Deputy Mayor?
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. I did want to just make one comment that West Milford, they are putting their council meetings online, but I do believe it's privately funded right now. I don't believe it's paid for through.
No, it's not. It's
through.
Privately funded.
It's privately funded by someone.
I'm aware
Thank
of
you.
The council, we have a meeting, cable committee meeting on the 23rd.
Well, I'd like to see if get into the budget.
We can talk about it and see if we have the right. We have a couple of website wizards as part of our committee. We can
Why don't you do that? That would be fine.
Okay.
Some type of proposal?
I don't know.
I'll try to remember.
I have to look.
Okay. Happy holidays to everyone and healthy and happy new year. Do you want to relieve the cable TV committee and go into executive? Are we making any?
Do you want him to do it?
No. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we have some time.
Yeah,
I forgot all about it. I thought you were going to do that early on. Since this wasn't broadcast, we are going to repeat the program that Mr. Heck put together, which will show savings, legitimate savings, in the budget this year, which we appreciate and done a great job doing it, Scott. So if you want to proceed, you want to...
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Mayor Davison asked that Scott and I put this presentation together, which is a progress report of what we have completed this year. In addition to the day-to-day operations of the borough, we are faced with several large and imposing issues, some of which I want to discuss with you tonight. Scott and I have been working along with our consultant on the Upper Ringwood Small Cities grant application, which is in the amount of $400,000. We are fortunate to have several meetings with the Department of Community Affairs, the Governor's Office, Senator Lautenberg, and Menendez's representatives, who are willing to work with us to resolve the sinkhole issues in Upper Ringwood. They have encouraged us and continue to encourage us to submit that application, which we have. Our borough attorney, the mayor, Scott, and myself have met on numerous occasions with our insurance carriers with regards to reimbursement to the borough for legal fees. That is an ongoing thing that we are doing. We have outstanding balance owed to us, although we did resolve that, Dick, correct?
Yes, we have. Yes.
With regards to our budget, as of August 1st, all of our accounts were frozen. That is something that normally... in past administrations didn't take place until September or October. The budget process for 2009 is well underway. I have met with all of the department heads. We had a notice that went out, and each department head had to bring me a 10% cut in their operating expenses. And we met with them and sat down to go over those cuts as well as capital projects that they would be proposing. It's going to be a very tight budget year, so we really wanted to work to get that 10% down. Everyone has been very cooperative, and we will continue that budget process. Our newsletter will continue to go out. We have received comments from residents who are thankful that we send this information out. We really have kept it to a four-page newsletter just not only for cost reasons, but we feel that we can get the information that the residents need in the four-page newsletter. Again, the website is an ongoing animal, I call it. We are constantly changing and updating that and adding things, and suggestions are always welcome. With regards to personnel, our personnel records were required to be converted to electronic record, and this took a great effort on the part of the people in my office to do this, particularly Sue Rodick. And she continues to work with DOT to rectify any issues that we have. It's very difficult. We've had, we have a lot of people who have been here a long time and trying to get all that information in, and how people have gone up the ladder. It's a big task. We are working with our labor consultant on some outstanding personnel matters as well. We are continuing to work on the handbook, maybe not as much as I'd like to, but you know, we do still hope to get something out to the employees here, so that they know what is expected and what the policies and procedures are. We recently, and actually you just did that tonight, have now allowed us to purchase the equipment that we need to upgrade our Channel 77. This equipment will go a long way for us to have remote access. And kind of selfishly, it means I don't have to come here at 5 in the morning to put on the school announcements, but that's not really the reason why we did it. We've been having some problems, and we needed to get the equipment. What else do we do? We have Tracy here. Dick mentioned this tonight. We are continuing to meet with our joint insurance fund over a number of issues, and it's an ongoing process. So we're hoping that in the future they might be able to handle our issues in a more timely manner, because we have not been happy with how we've gone so far. We have closed out several of our open state and county grants, which resulted in the borough receiving $2.2 million in reimbursements to date. Our union contracts have all been signed. Some of those contracts had been in negotiations for 4 years. We are currently negotiating with the PBA. We were able to negotiate a cost reduction in the employee's health plan, which will result in savings for 2009. I still don't have the premium, but if we use the 2008 premiums and apply it to the new contract, it's about a $64,000 savings. And the prescription savings will be approximately $24,000. So $88,000 total savings for health care. We've talked about the energy audit. I've actually spoken with the newspaper about that. This is an audit that we're doing. We've met with the woman, and she has toured Borough Hall. She's going to be going to all the borough-owned facilities and library. Although the firehouses aren't owned by us, we're certainly going to extend that to that and the ambulance corps, our garage, to see where we can cut costs. The service is free. They give us a plan, and then we can implement the plan how we see fit.
They don't go to the schools, do they, Kelly? No.
The school would have to do their own, and they have that. They have the ability. They can do the same thing. Finally, I just want to thank the mayor and council for their continued support and encouragement. I believe that we have made great progress this year in resolving many of the issues facing the borough and implementing policies that will help avoid issues in the future. I've relied upon my department heads to help, to assist in everything. This is more of a team effort. One person doesn't run a borough. It really does take the people who work here to help and provide information. There's a lot of people who have been here a long time, and they do have knowledge, and it's important to get their input when you're making a decision. So I appreciate that. And that's it. Thank you. Scott?
Our remote's not working, so I'm going to put a chair up here.
Scott, before you start, just one addendum to what Kelly mentioned. As she stated, we've been in intensive negotiations with the insurance companies that are representing us in the upper ring of litigation, And as you know, over the years, the borough paid the attorneys and the consultants and then would approach the insurance companies for payment. The insurance companies weren't paying, or they're only paying small portions. The deficit ran into hundreds of thousands of dollars. I can state that the mayor, Kelly, and I were in negotiations. We went to the offices of their attorneys, and I was advised this morning that we will be receiving funds in the approximate amount of $470,000 as reimbursement. Mm-hmm. Okay, for those fees. And they promised they'll be here by Christmas. Okay? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's good news. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Want this light on?
Yeah, maybe you could just grab that one light so they can see better. You know, I was asked to put this this presentation together for several reasons. One, so that the community could see the types of things that we've been doing, and so that the DPW gets the recognition that they so deserve for doing all the extra work and doing more with less like they've been doing. You know, there's a lot of projects in here that are out of the ordinary and things that they wouldn't ever get involved in, and I think they should be congratulated for doing these type of things. And you know, part of the reason that that we're doing this is so that they can get that that recognition for a job well done. So many of the jobs that you're going to see before us this evening, we have people that have been looking for some of these things for a long time. And yes, I will acknowledge that it's not necessarily the immediate past administration, but it could be for quite some time. It depends upon the particular project. But people have been waiting for a long time. We recognize the need to do this, and that's why we're trying to let everybody know where we're going. So at the previous audio presentation, unfortunately, it wasn't on TV, I thanked everyone, and hopefully for the video presentation tonight, I would like to again thank the mayor and council and Kelly Rohde, the acting manager, for giving me the opportunity and the latitude to bring my private sector skills to Ringwood and utilize them in a way that I believe benefits our residents. I would also like to thank all the employees in the borough for their cooperation in helping me with the day-to-day administrative tasks and making this program a success. As you know, we had some changes in personnel in DPW. I'd like to congratulate again Willard Bierwas on his appointment as director, and Greg Cook and Doug Edler, their longtime borough employees, on their appointment as acting supervisors. But most importantly, I'd like to thank all the employees of the DPW for their help, their willingness to take on tasks, and to do whatever's asked of them. With their cooperation, the DPW personnel, we've been able to complete the project that I'm going to review with you tonight by increased department production, not by increasing any fixed salary costs. I would also like to point out these projects were designed in-house by Jeff Uhas, our borough engineer. If we had to draw plans, go out to formal bid, an additional 20% in cost would have been incurred. Jeff's been an integral part of our team, and we couldn't have done this without him. The next few slides are smaller projects that we had drainage problems, complaints from residents, flooding, icing on the streets, easements, etc., requiring daily monitoring during the winter months. Whaleback Terrace was a small project. We had a contractor who could have done it for $6,000. We did it ourselves. Maybe take us a little bit longer, but the costs were $845, and we realized a savings of $5,155. It's important to know that these projects, though some of them small, some of them large, the plan has been now and in the past has been to do these projects with contractors because we didn't have the wherewithal to do it. So this does recognize some type of savings and getting the jobs complete. Birch Road, we had water on the road coming out of a section. Contractor, $13,000. The DPW did it for $2,275, realizing a savings of $10,725. Nottingham Court was a small project. I know the last administration worked hard in this area to try and fix this one problem. It needed a little bit more work, a small little drainage swale we put in. Contractor cost of $2,500. We did it for $402. Savings of $2,097. Wildwood Terrace is an old neighborhood where there was an easement in the back of a property that hadn't been maintained over the years, not easy access. We cleaned out that easement to allow the water to stay within the borough easement. The contractor price would have been $5,000. It was a lot of hand labor on this job. The materials costs and the project cost us $497, realizing a $4,500 savings. Skyline Lakes Drive repair. This is been a project that's been 2 years, I would say. As you can see, there's a catch basin in the center of this gentleman's driveway with a pipe that extended under the wall into the stream in the back. The pipe had deteriorated, separated, and a slip joint failed, resulting in the driveway collapsing. We excavated the area, repaired the pipe. As you can see, we patched the gentleman's driveway so that it's safe and he can use his driveway again. And he's very happy to have had that done. That's in Skyline Lakes. Contractor cost us $5,200. We cost us $755, realizing a savings of $4,445. Cupso Avenue on Wanacue Terrace Drainage. There are more complex projects that we had to deal with. All these projects will reduce the manpower and expenses in the future. You know, and some of these, this is one of them, and there are several to follow. This is a longer project with ice out on Cupso Avenue on a regular basis. We installed catch basins, pipe, and tied all the drains in that are coming from the people's homes that were causing the drainage problem, alleviating the ice for the winter problem. The contractor cost was $15,765. The in-house cost was $2,474, realizing a savings of $13,290. Lakeview Avenue easement drainage easement. We had an easement through a property, and a pipe ended alongside of a house, causing erosion of the two properties, undermining the walls, patios, with the siltation ultimately ending up in the lake. During construction, we extended the pipe to a point where we could have the discharge of the stormwater without affecting the existing property infrastructure, and we reconstructed the wall and eliminated the erosion problem. This had to be done by hand because there was no machine access, though it was a borrow easement. Contractor cost to do this project by hand would have been $9,700. The in-house cost was $889, realizing a savings of $8,810. Mohawk Trail easement. And just so that everybody understands, these projects are in developments that have been here for many, many, many years. Mohawk Trail has been there, you know, probably since the inception of the town. But the drainage from the upper Cupso Avenue area and Mohawk area flowed through an easement between these two properties. The last 10 feet of the pipe was exposed and not properly supported, causing an unsafe condition. We filled in the property, reestablished a swale for stormwater, constructed a headwall, and restored the property to its original condition. And as you can see, the water flows through the pipe without the pipe causing tremendous erosion for downstream. Contractor cost $11,000. In-house cost $1,926 for savings of $9,073.
Our guys built those walls that are shown there?
Pardon me?
Our guys did those walls?
Our guys did the walls, and you can't see it here. The pipe was standing four and a half feet or five feet out of the ground, going back at least 10 feet. So they filled it in. They built those walls. They built a little plunge pool in the bottom to slow the water down because it comes through there with a vengeance. And then they created, you can't see it. Well, you can see the bottom picture is a downstream. They put a swale in, and they riprapped it to keep the erosion down, and that goes from one neighborhood to the next below. So it's important to keep the soil erosion contained. So our DPW did that. Yeah. Cheshire Lane, the old section of Kensington Wood, had people had put sump pumps and things into their basement. They ran out into the street. This project was long overdue. The drainage from the project several years old, water flowed onto the paved area, causing ice problems all winter long, requiring the DPW to bring loaders to scrape the ice off the road on a weekly basis to provide safe passage for residents. The length of road that was affected was 300 feet. The following slides will show the progression of that project, and you can see what a great job DPW did through those projects. It was complicated. We had to cross water mains, electric lines, cable lines, and they did a great job. As you can see, the contractor cost us $47,000, cost us $9,529, realizing a savings of $37,470. Those were one of the sections of end sections we had to put in to catch the water coming in. They excavated, put several catch basins in, and piped it all the way along underneath the gas mains and water mains and so forth, going to the houses. We tied in the residential lines that were coming to the street for whatever drainage people have done over the years. And there's the finished project where they cut the street, did a nice job, nice clean job. The residents are very happy. Many of you had the opportunity this fall, the football season, to utilize our portable restroom. Significantly enhanced that area from what they certainly had with the port-a-pons. We're happy to report that the bathroom facilities were delivered and installed. In order to achieve the installation, we removed dead trees, graded the area, installed electrical conduit, and established a stone pad for the trailer. All the site work was done by the DPW with savings of $3,585. McGee Road suction point. This wasn't something that the DPW did, but it's been something that the fire department and emergency services is looking to have done for a long time. This is a drafting point on McGee Road so that the fire trucks can pull in there. They use it as a water source in case there's any kind of emergency in the Stonetown area. And I put this in because it's something that they've been looking to have done for a long time. We had it on our checklist, and this has been completed, though we did use a contractor for this. The Upper Lakeview Avenue road collapse. What's happening in a lot of lake areas is they were smaller roads in the past, and when there were summer communities, and as the areas developed, they widened the roads when they were just summer homes. And what they did was they put concrete pipes on either side of the metal pipes in the middle of the road. And the result of that was, over the years, the metal pipe in the center from the original roads way back when started to rot and decay. And what happened in this particular case, and then one of the other slides I'm going to show you, is the center collapsed. So we had to rebuild the road, rebuild the culvert. And this is another project that ordinarily the DPW wouldn't get involved in, but there was some immediate need to get it done, so we did that. Contractor cost of $8,000, in-house cost of $3,747. Realizing a savings of $4,252. And this was the first real project that they did of this magnitude, and they did a great job. The Hewitt Field irrigation, also something that DPW ordinarily wouldn't get involved in, but we have the wherewithal to do it. And so what we did is we merged the water department and a private contractor to get this project done. Originally, we estimated a $35,000 project. This was a joint project with the contractor and the DPW. So including all the costs for both the contractor and the DPW, it was $26,777 for a savings of $8,222. I was able to get a company to design the field for us at no costs. To the borough of Ringwood, and we look forward to the children not playing next year in dust and having grass to play on. And we also look forward to this coming year with budgeting allowing to do the baseball field to continue this project so that we can complete it. We put the infrastructure in the event that we do that in the future. Site remediation work. This is clearly not a DPW function. Our SR6 and SR9, I believe, had a lot of metals.
What are SR6 and 9 so people understand?
The Upper Ringwood area, we have a Superfund site that has been doing some reclamation from Arcadis and Ford and whatnot. Part of the responsibilities way back in the 70s, I guess, we participated in some landfill there of some kind. So our responsibility was to remove the tires and the metals for this project. We had an estimate for phase one of $48,000 to do this job. And what the result was I went to the DEP and I asked them, if it's only metals and there's nothing wrong with this product and we can handle it, then it's safe for us to separate it. And we did so. We separated the tires and we paid for the disposal of that, and it cost us $3,305. And then what we did with the metal was somewhat unusual. You can see the DPW guys there with their loaders loading that on the truck, and we took it down, and we sold all that scrap metal for a positive cash flow of $4,480. So we took a potential cost to us of $48,000 and actually turned a profit on it. So the real savings are $49,650 because that was mandated by the DEP for us to do. So I think that this is another area where we're thinking out of the box, and the DPW is working hard to try and help the borrowers to the best that they can. And Kelly was skeptical at first, but she said, you know what, if you've got the letter saying we can do it, go ahead. And I thank her for that because we did save some significant money. Coincidentally, we just did the other day phase two, which I didn't put in this presentation, where the DEP removed all the soils in the top of, I believe, SR6, which is the same Superfund site from the top of the hill, and they separated out the metal and the tires. And just the other day, we completed removing phase two of this. So in reality, there's more cost savings because we didn't have a contractor do that as well. The line striping program, we utilized the DPW to perform striping this year. Many facilities hadn't been striped in years. The library, the football field, the park and ride, Borough Hall, Stonetown Field, and the baseball fields were all done. The contractor cost, and this is an actual cost, $13,883. In-house cost, and that included a little bit of overtime, $1,569, for a savings of $12,313. They worked hard to use it. We used the ball field machines that we currently have because they stripe the ball fields every day for play, and we used that here, and that program worked out very well. The 9/11 Memorial. This is a project that this council and the past council wanted to complete to honor Christian DeSimone and Vincent Boland. We decided to do this as an in-house project with the input from the families involved. And we're proud to have taken part in this project, and we hope that the DeSimone family and the Boland family, as well as other families in the borough, will find some peace in this garden. It's a beautiful setting, and they did a great job. And thanks to Kelly, we had a great ceremony there and dedicated that this fall. This is actually a copy of a check, and I'm somewhat proud of this because when I came here, as part of my charge, I was trying to lower the energy costs. I was reviewing the electric bills, and I noticed that we were paying a significant amount of money for electric at the Sprint Tower site. Upon reviewing the contract, it was clear that it was not our responsibility. So we obtained all the bills going back to the date of inception, and after many phone calls, letters, and discussions, I'm pleased to announce that the borough received this check for $34,993.77. This represents the dollar amount of the electric bill going back to the inception of that tower, and they'll be paying for all the electric invoices going forward. So not only do we have this money that we receive back from them for back pay going back many years, we're also going to see a savings going forward. As Kelly well knows, this was not without a lot of pain, but we did get that done. So that's included in our accomplishments for the year. The electric savings is for the future. While reviewing the contract with our recycling center, we found that the responsibility of the successful bidder to pay the monthly electric bills for that site. This hasn't been being done. And we changed that policy, resulting in an average savings to the borough of approximately $600 a month, or $7,200 a year going forward. Consequently, between the two electric bills, the borough's monthly electric bill has been reduced by approximately $600 a month at recycling and $400 a month at the Sprint Tower, resulting in an average yearly savings of $12,000 going forward yearly. In addition to these specific projects, we've undertaken some smaller measures within the borough, such as timers in the bathrooms, rooms not utilized continually to cut down on electric costs. And as Kelly mentioned before, we're in the process of an energy audit. We're changing some windows on the third floor because right now they're only plastic, along with the roof project. So we're trying to move forward to save some electricity. This is a summary of the drainage and electric that were presented to you tonight with the respective savings. As you can see, there's been a substantial amount of savings to the borough. The in-house projects done by the DPW have realized a savings of $184,445 to the taxpayers. These projects needed to be done, whether we did them or whether we had a contractor did them as planned. That's the savings that you realized. The check that we received regarding the electric bills at the Sprint Tower realized a reimbursement of $34,993.77. So the projects that we've talked about to date, these projects have resulted in a total savings of $219,438.77. It's important to know that these projects are being done in addition to the daily schedule maintained by the DPW. There are also day-to-day administrative tasks that our offices are handling, and the complaints are handled every day. We're trying to get back to these complaints as quickly as possible, and we're keeping a list of these complaints so that we can address the problems and try and move the community forward. The Lakeview Avenue culvert replacement. This Jeff Juhas deserves a lot of credit for this. He was rather innovative. We had the same problem in this as we had with Upper Lakeview Avenue. The metal culvert in the middle of the street had concrete on either end of it. The culvert rotted away and collapsed, causing an unsafe condition and the pipes to be collapsed. So this was scheduled to be done in 2009. We had a bond ordinance to do some of those projects. We were looking at a big box culvert that was going to be put in there. But because of the emergency situation, our borough engineer, Jeff Juhas, contacted the New Jersey DEP to request that the existing collapsed culvert under Lakeview Avenue be replaced while the Upper Lake Dam was being constructed. The borough received a permit modification, and the collapsed culverts were replaced. The borough did not have to do several of the following. We did not have to prepare extensive drainage studies for the area. We did not have to prepare detailed plans, specification, and documents. We did not have to perform the required DEP prep work, which is already done by the dam contractor. And we didn't have to put in the big box culvert as originally planned. We replaced an in-kind replacement because they've worked for many years, and the DEP allowed us to do that under those circumstances. So Jeff's innovative idea and quick action saved us significant amounts of money. The original plan was $35,000 in engineering costs. The box culvert would have shut the road down, taken the power down for several days because it would have been a big lot of machines in there. Construction was $125,000. What actually turned out to be, with his new plan, was in-house engineering of $1,800, actual construction costs of $33,440. So the savings was $123,760. And this was a project that had been planned for several years and was going to be done in 2009. The bond ordinance had already been passed. So I congratulate him for doing that. We had several personnel changes this year in several areas, and each of these changes have resulted in savings to the taxpayers. The slide before you will take you through some of the changes so that you can realize the savings in each area. The figures show reflect salaries and health benefits for the individuals, unless that individual happens to be receiving them in another pay in another area. But in order to compare apples and apples, this is how the chart works. Our previous manager with benefits received $138,361. We had a private secretary in the building that received with benefits $74,496. We had an accounts payable clerk that was part-time that received no benefits for $23,569. And we had a DPW clerk that was made $37,765 and received no benefits. So the total of those personnel in those areas were $274,191. The changes that the administration have made this year is Kelly has taken on the role of the acting borough manager. Her benefits are already reflected in her clerk's job, so her direct cost was $48,000 for this extra responsibility. Deputy borough manager with his benefits is $81,708. We have a private secretary clerk that is now full-time who is handling both the accounts payable and also the DPW stuff and other tasks. So what we're trying to show you here is that we're doing more with less. Our salaries for administration have been reduced accordingly. The total for those salaries are $176,708 with the benefits. So the savings that that Kelly has been managed able to realize is $97,483 for those changes.
Scott, if you could just go back a second.
Sure.
Just so that people understand. The accounts payable clerk who was part-time is the same person who is now the private secretary clerk full-time.
Correct.
And she, in addition, also works for, she works for myself, for Scott, and she's still doing her accounts payable stuff.
Right.
And doing all the DPW purchase orders at this point as well.
So the reality is we're doing more jobs here, and everyone's taking on more tasks so that we don't have to have all the salaries as people are either retiring or whatever the case may be. We are not necessarily replacing those individuals. We're asking people to do more. And it's worked very successfully, and Kelly should be congratulated for that. All we've gone through are the changes that we've had this year. Some of these projects have been easy. Some of them have been difficult. But as we take you through it, and it's appropriate to do this at year end so that you know some of the things that we're doing in addition to our day-to-day stuff. As we mentioned before, the DPW in-house projects realized $184,445 in savings, and they did a great job. The electric reimbursement is a direct payment to us for $34,993. The Lakeview Avenue culvert directly saved $123,716, and the personnel changes are directly affect us as well, $97,483. So the total savings to date for the administration changes that we currently have and the change in direction that we've done for this administration is $440,681. The projects, though, are not complete. There's many, many projects that we have to do. We have a list next year of drainage that totals more than $600,000, and we're not going to get all that done. But we do know that we have to do more and more of these projects because we just can't afford to hire people. The result is if you wait to hire someone to do it, the projects are not going to get done, and that's not really acceptable to the residents. The reason that we show the comparison between the contractor cost and what it's cost us is that's reality. They haven't been done in the past because either they didn't have the initiative or they didn't necessarily have the wherewithal to do it. So traditionally, all the drainage has been done by contractors. We just can't afford it in the shrinking costs that we have to do that. Our people can't afford the taxes anymore, so that's why we're doing it in-house. And that's why it's so important to show everybody what we're doing. It's not that we're here trying to pat ourselves on the back. I'm here saying this is a change in policy, and this is where we're going, and we're going to continue to go in this direction unless you guys tell us otherwise. Finally, my objectives for the coming year are to utilize our DPW for in-house projects and to ensure that all the projects are done in an efficient and cost-effective manner. Sometimes we're going to have to get contractors, so that's why we have to look at that. That's why efficient and cost-effective is so important. To continue to monitor ways to cut our energy use and implement policies and procedures to aid the borough in becoming a more green municipality. I've enjoyed working with the borough for the last 9 months, and I hope you're pleased with the projects and the savings that has been achieved over this time, both with myself, Kelly, the DPW, and all of Borough Hall. I'd like to take the opportunity to wish everybody a very happy, healthy holiday season and a wonderful new year. And I want to thank you for the time. I know you guys wanted to see this again, and I appreciate the time. Questions? Thank you.
Great job.
Scott.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, I got a question. Can I ask a question?
Quickly.
Sure. Why didn't you put this on a DVD and broadcast it on Channel 77 without having to sit here while they videotaped it badly?
I thought that they were... It was on Channel 77 the last time. Unfortunately, it didn't work.
No, I mean,
and then we were going to put
it.
Cut
it
of this.
Just
of this?
And just show it.
We could do that.
As many times you want.
Yeah, we could do that.
Caught calling in saying, take it off the air. We don't want to see it anymore. But it would be a lot more efficient than this.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Could replace the...
Great.
Could replace the appraisal tape.
Yeah.
You know, the meeting back in when? When was that?
People, residents were calling to ask that it be put on.
Really? Again?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like we may have some tax appeals coming.
I think so.
Okay. I think we're about ready to go into closed session.
Yes.
You need a motion.
Second. Roll call.
Mayor Davison.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Yes.
Councilmember Conley.
Yes.
Marsala. Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Caucus?
Yes.
Okay, 9:39.
Yourself? Probably going to be.